Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There's been, obviously, some rough patches with the Cavs to start the year through the first 7 games as expected. But Evan Mobley's trajectory has been one of them, and it's something that I want to get into. As we look through the first 7 games for the Cavs, where we stand and what's ahead as we head out to the Fan Hotline, covers the team for Cleveland.com. Our good friend Ethan Sands joins us now. Ethan, what's going on?
What's going on, Jake? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I mean, good to hear your voice again. We obviously haven't talked since last season, so definitely good to hear from you once again.
Of course, I appreciate you having me on, and as always, I'm ready to get into it.
No doubt about it. All right, Ethan, I got to ask you, obviously a lot of off-season moves, and we're very early into this thing, but early on, for you, what's been the biggest difference between this year's early season production or the product versus last year's team?
Oh, that's a great question. I think the difference of the teams is the offensive production coming off the bench, especially when you talk about the amount of injuries that the Cavs have been dealing with and Lonzo Ball's role being in flux, whether he's being with the first unit with Donovan Mitchell or when he's in the second unit where he's coming in off the bench. I think it's his role being in flux has not helped him get acclimated at all, but has allowed him to kind of get a feel for how he's going to play with multiple different players. And his game is so important for what this Cavs team is going to want to do, especially while they still get these players that have been injured, ramp back up the speed, the pace, the kick aheads, the importance on the offensive end, his ability to keep the ball rolling and humming and without the ball getting stagnant has been extremely important for this Cavs team, especially, and it's most notable when he's not on the floor, because outside of Donovan Mitchell, they haven't had a true creator, which will change or could change tomorrow if Darius Garland makes his season debut.
Obviously, Ethan, that's been the report out there, is that it could be as soon as tomorrow. They didn't want to confirm it. We're not to that level quite yet, but he could be back as soon as tomorrow. I mean, just how much of an impact have you been able to see from the first 7 games? Obviously, you talk about the production off the bench, but just how important that Darius Garland is to this team based on what you've seen in the first 7 games?
I think you go back to the playoffs and you can notice it, right? When he first got injured, you could tell that this Cavs team was not the same. And sure, you kind of got lucky playing the Miami Heat in the first round, who weren't truly a playoff team last year. But now going up against the Indiana Pacers, it's like, oh, the pace, the speed, all this kind of goes into what Darius Garland is good at. And he wasn't able to play to his capabilities in that series. So now you kind of get to see it again and what was completely missing in the first 7 games of how he can operate in the offense, get the ball moving, but also his shot making and his shot creation for others. Just his ability to touch the paint and find an open shooter has been missed. The Cavs have lacked that and have at points been one of the worst teams in that profile of getting into the painted area and drives in the entire NBA. Darius Garland is one of the best players because of his shiftiness, his ability to go horizontal, but also go vertical on you to get up and down the floor. I think that's one of the areas where we're going to have the Cavs see him operate the most, but also monitoring him at the beginning when he comes back.
So, it's your best guess. Obviously, we don't know for sure, but what do you expect it to be like when Darius comes back? The ramp-up period, the minutes, the production early on. What does this sort of climb back from where he was last year and coming off this injury look like?
Well, Kenny Atkinson talked about it a little bit today at practice, saying that he was confident in where the conditioning has been because they've given him a good amount of time to ramp up, but is he going to play 32 minutes? No. Is he going to play 20 minutes? Likely not either. So it's going to be somewhere between, I would say, a ballpark of 25 to 28 minutes for the first couple of games when he gets back, because the Cavs do want to see how he's adjusting and going to be able to play for a allotted time, but also don't want to put too much on him when he first is returning to the court.
All right, Ethan, do you feel like the changes that this team has made this offseason in personnel are having the desired effect early on, that the guys that they've brought in to do specific things are actually accomplishing that goal?
My answer to that question would be no, because it would be one out of three, right? Lonzo Ball has been exactly what they thought he would be, but Larry Nance Jr., Thomas Bryant have not, right? They were here to come in and be rebounders, three-point spacers, and all these other things. And Larry Nance Jr. has not played to his capability to the beginning of the season. Thomas Bryant has not gotten the minutes to show what he is capable of on the floor. And I think it's interesting to see where Larry Nance particularly is going to become the playoff time because of what his role could be, but also understanding that this is a player that this Cavs organization loves and trusts and is working to get back to where they need him to be. And I think Larry Nance Jr. is definitely the biggest red flag as of right now when it comes to those offseason acquisitions, but it's still early on, and we're looking to see his shot fall, which is one of the biggest things, but also him averaging 2 to 3 to 4 rebounds a game is not going to cut it for a big man.
Yeah, definitely not. I mean, Ethan, it was definitely something that I noticed over the past couple of games, even in pulling back up. I mean, he's 1 for his last 18. He's 0 for 11 from beyond the arc in his last 11 shots from there, which obviously, I mean, he's taking his fair share of. Like, is there a point where we look at this, even, I mean, soon on, as we talk about Darius being back and this rotation getting a little bit bigger, that Thomas Bryant starts to fill that role a little bit more and Larry Nance starts to work into the background even early on?
You would think so, right? But I'm not sure that the Cavs or Kenny Atkinson is viewing Thomas Bryant in that way. And I only say that because of what we haven't seen yet, right? And as these struggles have continued for Larry Nance, he even got a start in the last game playing 25 minutes against the Atlanta Hawks with Jared Allen being out. I thought that could have been a prime opportunity for Thomas Bryant to get more run, but he didn't. He only got 5 minutes, and he played productive minutes. He had 2 blocks and still could not find his way back onto the court for the second half of that contest. So I'm not going to say that they're going to pivot directly, but I do think that there is room for Kenny Atkinson, who has been known to want to experiment and to want to try and get all these guys acclimated into this system, that he should be playing with rotations and Thomas Bryant, especially when we still have so many players injured. And obviously, again, that could change this week.
Ethan Sands, Cleveland.com, with this here on the Fan Hotline. So obviously one of the big things pointed to in the playoffs last year was like, hey, this team just doesn't have enough, like, I basically dogging them, right? They need a little bit more physicality. They need a little bit more to it. Do you feel like that they have that right now, or are they still lacking it?
I think there are players that are showing different sparks of that dog mentality. And I'm going to highlight Jalen Tyson here because he's a guy that has come into this role as a second-year player and has said that he is willing to take on the role of the villain if it is necessary for this team. Because I think there is an understanding, not only in the players, but in the entire organization, that there is a mental toughness hurdle that needs to be overcome this year for them to get to where they want to go. And to do that, they have to be able to win games even when it's hard. And that's kind of a conversation we've continuously had with Donovan Mitchell and his kind of what he says in his lineups is determination over negativity, which allows him to just get through things even when it's difficult. And that is something that he's tried to instill in not only the rookies but into everybody, because it's not necessarily what you do but how you get it done and how difficult the task was while doing that.
I mean, you obviously highlight Jalen Tyson. I mean, how surprised have you been at his production this year? I mean, I'm looking at him make multiple starts in absences with injuries. I'm watching him be more confident shooting the ball, and we knew he could be good offensively at Cal. But, like,
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It feels like he's taken a dramatic step up even from where he was last year and could potentially have a major role with this team, even when healthy.
Yeah, I don't want to, like, toot my own horn and say I wasn't surprised fully, but, like, when you go back to last year, he was in the gym the entire time. Like, there were multiple times last year where Donovan Mitchell and Kenny Atkinson were joking, like, please go home. You have been here all day. You have been here the entire weekend. Go home. Do something else. Because he is a guy that is a workhorse, that is willing to put in the work, and you got to see that transpire. And sure, last year probably the biggest transition had to be his jump shot getting quicker. It's been smoother. And when you hear about it in training camp when they were in IMG Academy and, like, he was one of the best shooters on the floor, that kind of gave me the indication that there was a change. There was something that happened for him over the summer that has allowed him to be more confident. And part of that is just knowing that necessarily you're not going to come off the floor if you make a mistake or if you miss a few shots, right? Because especially what this offense needed was a creator and someone who could knock down shots. And Kenny Atkinson has continuously opened the door for that for his players and allowed them to play free. And Jalen Tyson is just being added to that category, especially in his second year and coming off the bench or starting.
Ethan, go ahead. Toot your own horn, okay? I don't hold anybody back here, okay? If you called it, you called it. Toot your own horn. We're all right with that.
I appreciate that. I try not to, but, like, he's just a guy that you've watched, even if it was just year one. But Donovan Mitchell has preached about it. Kenny Atkinson has preached about it. The players around have preached about his work ethic and what he is capable of. And obviously his role isn't going to change significantly when players get back because his mindset is more defense-oriented. The offense has just been good going along with it. But his defense has been able to shift how this Cavs team has thought. His peskiness, his defensive intensity, his just overall drive to want to be the guy to help out in any possible way. And obviously you scoring 18 or more points in the last three contests is definitely going to help people catch on to your story a little bit quicker.
All right, Ethan, you're going to have an opportunity just to call me dumb. You're going to tell me if what I'm looking at, if I'm just absolutely crazy. But I'm sitting here and I'm watching Evan Mobley play, and there's a level of concern for me just watching him play. Not that obviously he's a bad player because he still looks really good out there, but that maybe necessarily hasn't taken the jumps desired for this team to be a championship level contender where he can be a 1A, 1B with Donovan. Are those concerns real and how high are they right now?
I think there are valid concerns, right? You can have the conversation of whether or not his personality and aura or whatever the kids are saying nowadays is up to task to be an offensive focal point of a contention team. But I also think I want to make you maybe push the brakes on that a little bit, just because it is only seven games in. He hasn't had one of the best creators in the entire NBA in Darius Garland. He's had to have the ball in his hands more. He's had to start his offensive sets from the top of the key rather than in the dunker spot or at the elbow or the free throw line where he's more comfortable. So I definitely think that there's different things that the Cavs have noticed about his game and where he can be successful. And then still, maybe you get some paint touches, which is most important right now for them, and get him started in the offense and get his confidence going, seeing the ball go through the basket. Then you expand to the three-point line, and that allows the defenses or forces the defenses to kind of adjust their philosophies when it comes to Evan. And I think he's being scouted differently, right? There are teams that are actually, as soon as he touches the paint, they're swarming him with two, three defenders, and he has to make the right play. And I think there have been multiple times this season where Evan Mobley has made those right plays, but there's also times where they have led to turnovers, or at the very beginning of the season where he was over-forcing it and going 3v1 in situations where he shouldn't have. So, sure, I will say that there are concerns that could be made, but it's game seven of the NBA season for the 2025-2026 year. I want to pump some brakes here and say that this is a player that the Cavs have believed in since they drafted him, and they're going to continue to believe in that, and Donovan Mitchell is still going to try and give him the reins to be an also offensive focal point because he understands what that means for their ceiling of an NBA championship and trying to get there.
Again, Ethan Sands with this here on the hotline. When does that concern, when would that be more of a concern for you then? When Darius is back, how much of a leeway and a rope are you giving Evan before you feel genuinely concerned?
All-star break, definitely. Like, if you are an all-star and you're, again, for the second time in your career, and you get named to that list, and then you're still struggling to be an offensive focal point of a team that is, who knows where they're at in the pack at this point in the NBA standings. But I think that's where we look to see when Evan Mobley could have real concerns, because we know, like, if you were going to be a dog in this league, that goes back to that dog, that mental toughness, that mentality, you have to, like, be outspoken. You can't be half-stepping about it. And Evan Mobley has had a demeanor change, and he's had, like, his words have more validity to them this season, but it feels like he still talks quietly a little bit, and he still is, like, trying to figure it out. But once he does figure it out, if he does figure it out, I think that's when this Cavs team can be more dangerous. And obviously Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell on the floor together with him are going to draw more attention, and then that's going to help him create more space and be more free as well, more than just being the number one option on the floor with Donovan Mitchell and him splitting minutes to start the season. And the entire defensive scheme is for Evan Mobley.
All right, Ethan, I'm going to ask you here. I got a couple more for you. NBA Cup, do we like it? Do we not like it at this point?
I like it. I'm a big fan of the NBA Cup. I'm a guy who thinks anything that ramps up the intensity or the participation level for anybody in the league, I think that's a good thing. Plus, you look at the prize money as well, and that not only helps the players who are on minimum contracts, but also two-way guys. And that's kind of something that LeBron had talked about when they first won it, right? I definitely think that it helps out those players and gives everybody more to play for. So I'm not on the bus of people saying, oh, it's just a regular season game, it doesn't necessarily matter. No, I think we've seen it, right, with the NBA Cup at least a couple of times now, that players, coaches, organizations, they get up for these games. And this Cavs team in particular wants to make it to Vegas. They want to get to that second round. They have yet to do so since this has been a thing. And I think that's a driving point for them. Obviously, they lost their first game of group play, so it doesn't necessarily help them. But they're going to try their hardest to be a wild card spot team if that's the way that they can get in.
All right, Ethan, we got to run, but I appreciate you, as always, setting aside the time. Always good to talk to you. I look forward to talking to you more here as the season rolls on.
Jake, I appreciate you having me on, buddy. I appreciate it, and I will be ready for you anytime you need me.
Thank you very much. Have a good night, Ethan.
You too.
All I don't know where I was going that. I completely lost my train of thought. Didn't know how to get words out. But Ethan Sands of Cleveland.com with us there on the fan hotline. We're going to react to some of the good stuff Ethan had to say, a lot of it. And when does true concern set in for Evan Mobley? 216-474-0092. We get to it in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick on the fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.